What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns today. The Browns just 3 days away from taking on the Buccaneers at First Energy Stadium as they look to get to 5-3 against the Tampa team that enters the game at 1-6. Now, the Bucs have the worst offense in the league and the worst defense in the league, so we've got that going for us, which is nice. But we want to get this ground game going, yeah. Dustin. I think it's important for this offense. What have you seen with the ground game? How do you fix the woes of the last 2 weeks?
Well, I just think first and foremost, you want to get consistent with your personnel. I want to see Ben Tate get most of the carries, but then I want to see them get Isaiah Crowell in there, be the second guy.
That's right.
And Terrence West, you know, we'll see where we can fit him in. But right now, it's got to be those two guys. Now, to fix the running game, that's a great question, because I think since Alex Mack has been injured, it has put a huge hole in this offensive line. Got to get some consistency up front, of course. You've got McDonald there in the middle playing center, and he's got to get better. You've had three centers now, three different weeks. Talk about setting the edge, too. Barnage, Jim Dre, these tight ends who get out there on the edge, you've got to allow, especially in some of these stretch plays, these toss plays that the Browns like to run with the zone blocking scheme, you got to do a good job, really, of setting that edge.
Yeah, we saw Khalil Mack disrupt a few times last week, pushing people back. Would you think maybe going bringing in another lineman, maybe having Vincent Painter active and have him be kind of that jumbo tight end to help set the edge in the stretch? Or would you rather spread them out, go four wides, and just take the eight or nine guys out of the box because they have to play horizontal as opposed to getting so close to the line?
I like the idea to spread things out. I think that, frankly, I think Hoyer would be comfortable with bringing, you know, that 10 personnel in the game at times and spreading things out and allowing not only to pass, but that would open up things, I think, in the run game, especially out of the shotgun, being a nice little change of pace.
No question. Speaking of Brian Hoyer, coming a little bit under fire the last 2 weeks, struggled against Jacksonville, and while his final sets against Oakland were good, there were a couple questionable throws that maybe could have gone the other way, but fortunately did not. How do you assess Brian Hoyer now, and how do you see him as a quarterback if the ground game isn't where it was, say, for the first 5 weeks?
I think Hoyer's been a little bit up and down. Consistency has been an issue for him. He still only has two interceptions on the year, and of course, you talk about the three that could have been on Sunday, but they weren't.
That's right.
They weren't.
That's
and
right.
I give him a lot of credit, Nathan, because when the Browns got the turnover, the Dante Whitner fumble and Joe Hayden, what'd they do? They went down and they got a touchdown, three completions, and of course, the touchdown pass to Andrew Hawkins there. I just think that he's going to get better. He's only played 10 games in the NFL as a starting quarterback, and I know everyone points to the fact that he's a veteran quarterback and everything. Well, there's only so many first times for everything. Okay, it's the first time against Jacksonville where he was in a dogfight on the road in a blowout type of game late and he had to come back. He's still learning how to win in this league. And yes, it hurts when you don't have a running game. The running game's got to step up. You've got a shuffling of the offensive line right now. So let's see how things progress. You're playing Tampa Bay this week. You mentioned they're last in basically every category, which will help the Browns offense, hopefully. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll kind of keep teasing this. Josh Gordon comes back.
Josh Gordon will be back against the Atlanta Falcons. Can't wait for that. Real quickly, Tampa, they play that cover two. Lovie Smith, that's what his defense is going to do. How do you attack that defense? Where are the holes for the Browns to exploit?
A couple different zones in cover two where you can attack, one of which is down the seams, and that's going to hurt not having Jordan Cameron.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that. But then, again, when you're playing cover two, you've got a corner that's going to be up jamming the receivers, and there's a little zone right behind the corner in between the safety. A lot of times you'll run a smash seven route. That's a combination route that takes advantage of cover two, where you run that corner route and try to get the receiver right in between the safety and cornerback. Brian Hoyer is money with that throw, too, so I expect a lot of those route combinations this week.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of that this week as the Browns will host the Buccaneers at First Energy Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff this Sunday. Again, this is a game where I think the offense can get healthy against the Bucs D that has been struggling. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Today.